Latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with comments from Raheem Sterling. He has given a series of interviews on Saturday, during which the City star has said that he's 15 goals short of his target for the season. He's already scored. He'd already scored 20 times when the campaign was postponed 6 weeks ago due to coronavirus. However, he failed to add to the 20 goals that he got in his last 12 appearances, as his form tailed off before the action was halted. And now Sterling says that he wants to finish the season with a real relish when it does return. Sterling said, "I would probably say I'm about 15 goals off where I want to be. Those are the targets, to try and create good numbers, but at the same time, not just to have the numbers, to have numbers. You want to have trophies to back up the season, because 10 years from now you can score a lot of goals, but if I can't look back on those goals as being important for my team and having a great value, then those goals were pointless," he said. Sterling also admits that since joining City in 2015 from Liverpool, he's become more of a bad loser, but in a good sense. He said, "Before it was, if I won a game, then it was good, and if I lost a game, I was disappointed, but it doesn't burn you as much. Now, if we lose one game in 15 at City, you wouldn't like to be in the dressing room. It's like the worst thing in the world has happened," he said. Meanwhile, news on the transfer front. City boss Pep Guardiola apparently wants to sign Italian centre-back Leonardo Bonucci, the Juventus star. However, Juve have no intention of selling the 32-year-old. Bonucci has played over 300 times for Juventus and has won 14 major trophies with the Turin Giants. Reports say that Guardiola is interested in trying to sign Bonucci. However, Juve are not willing to do business. Elsewhere on the transfer front, Lyon midfielder Houssem Aouar is a top target for City, but PSG and Juve are also interested in him. While Fabian Ruiz, the Spanish midfielder at Napoli, also remains a top summer target of Guardiola's. That's all for now. We'll have more later.